Raise your hand if you're native. Everybody raise your hand because you are native of somewhere.
Everyone is native somewhere. For the instructors of the Native Jazz Workshop at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, that is one of the main ideas they're trying to get across. That is, we all experience music in a way that's intertwined with culture and identity, and students can use that in their work.
Native is a word that I am trying to open up into everybody's vocabulary. So I'm native, I'm Alaska native, I'm also native Alaskan. I'm also Russian, German, and Italian.
That's Ed Littlefield, a professional drummer born and raised in Sitka. He's one of the founders of the workshop, which is now entering its fourth year. On the first day of class, the four instructors started out by playing several pieces. One featured Dennis Urey on a native flute. He's from upstate New York and is of Iroquois and Seneca descent. Littlefield was on drums while Christian Fabian, who was born in Sweden and raised in Germany, played the upright bass. And Ruel Lubog, who is Filipino, played the piano. Flutist Yuri says that mixing and matching is what the Native Jazz Workshop is all about, weaving traditional melodies into very modern compositions.
Part of the work that we do is going back to our indigenous roots and exploring those melodies and those rhythms and the feeling that is behind them and trying to bring that out.
On this particular cold and rainy morning, seven students are tackling a jazz fundamental that takes years for even the most seasoned musicians to master: improvising.
So, jazz improv. What is jazz improvisation? So when I think of a jazz improv thing, I think of, like, it's literally free composing a symphony or a beautiful melody.
For this lesson, students are limited to using just one chord, the F major triad, which contain the notes F, A, and C.
You can begin improvising over those notes, and it seems makes improvisation less scary, because you know exactly which three notes you're going to play.
The key is to know how to combine those notes on the fly and make it sound good. So wielding instruments like saxophones, trumpets, and the upright bass, one by one, students begin to improvise solos. That's 20-year-old Josh Wheeler on trumpet.
Well, I think everyone gets a little stage fright sometimes. Like, when they first start out, it's pretty scary. But over the years, when you get more experience, you just learn.
After that, they dove right into song form. That's the structure of a particular composition, like how many bars it has.
The song form is the basis for jazz and music. You know, you have to know where it starts and ends. So being able to feel that form and feel the pulse inside of that is really important.
To feel the pulse, students clap. Pretty soon, Littlefield and the students were on their feet, clapping and stomping to the beat, while Christian Fabian played his bass.
Feel the form. I'd said that a few times. It took me years to feel the form. The great musicians, they don't count like 1, 2, 3, 4. They feel.
Later in the day, Yuri taught a short lesson drawing on his Iroquois and Seneca background.
Now, have you guys from here heard of the Iroquois? The Iroquois is a French word, so that doesn't mean anything to us. Our real name is, it's what the French called us. But our name for ourselves is Haudenosaunee, which means people of the longhouse.
Yuri then launched into a Haudenosaunee friendship song. Fabian, the workshop's co-founder, says that kind of sharing and friendship is what the workshop is all about.
Our general idea is that we share our heritage and get to know each other better and create a better place with better understanding for each other. You know, I would think traditionally it's like the way we have been brought up, it's always separate, you know, but we want to know that we all have different backgrounds, but we have a common ground.
And for the instructors and students of the course, that common ground is jazz. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.